Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Modern science and technology have made it easier for medical examiners to determine a cause of death when a body is present. But how can we find out what happened to people in the past when no corpse exists? University of North Florida Professor of History Elizabeth Friedel explains.
Imagine having a patient who's been dead for hundreds of years and for whom no dependable medical records exist. That problem confronts historians on a regular basis. How can today's scholars present an accurate picture of an era without knowing for certain what illnesses beset those who lived in the past, be they powerful rulers or their ordinary subjects? Most investigators cannot have access to the bodies of the long dead. No tests can be conducted, and early medical commentaries mislead through superstition and error. Tomb effigies may be useful in diagnosing the wealthy, but not for the thousands killed in an epidemic like the sweat, an illness that destroyed thousands between 1487 and 1578, then vanished from the record. Was it an arbovirus, perhaps borne by mosquitoes, or a hantavirus from rodents? Consider two royal examples from English history. Queen Anne, pregnant 18 times, failed to produce a Stuart heir. Her physicians did not report on her obstetrical woes, that area of health care then left to midwives, but they did note other symptoms that suggest hereditary syphilis, a disease that mimics other ailments. George III's doctors, however, did keep meticulous accounts of his porphyria, a genetic disorder that left him mad and contributed to Britain's colonial miscues. Without a body, without reliable records or even patient memoirs, medical historians must rely on what evidence is available to diagnose particular sick people and larger populations before the modern era.
That was the University of North Florida's Elizabeth Friedel. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.